Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
The schedule was announced last night, and now we get to unpack it, look into it, talk all about it for the next 100-something days. Welcome inside Good Morning Football. This is just another one live in New York City. Friday, May 12th, I'm Jamie Erdahl, Sean O'Hara here, Kyle Brandt, Jason McCourty down the hallway to play the game that we normally do. Let's run the hook and lateral.
Let's use that.
I know, we're going to play our game. Will Selva, I believe, is going to be involved as well. Before we get started, though, let's look at the teams with the most primetime games in 2023. Chiefs, Bills, Cowboys, and Chargers, each with a half a dozen. Packers, Raiders, Giants, Jets, Eagles, Vikings, Niners, each with five. All right, so that's how the list tops off. A quick welcome in, of course, to Will Selva. But Jason, I lateral this ball to you first, my friend. Minute on the clock. Did the right teams, do you think, Jason, get rewarded with the most primetime games?
Did the right teams get rewarded? And this is from a history of me who didn't get many opportunities to play on primetime. We were lucky enough sometimes when I was on certain teams if we had one primetime game. But my goodness, the Cowboys have six. They have more primetime games than the Philadelphia Eagles, who finished first in their division, who actually represented the NFC in the Super Bowl. But there was a team missing. Where are the Bengals? A quarterback in Joe Burrow, a weapon like Jamar Chase, T. Higgins on the outside. Those are stars of plenty, but they're not up there of teams of the most primetime games. Unbelievable. The sneaky one in there was the Raiders. They had five primetime games. Raiders struggled last year, didn't make the playoffs. Is the Jimmy G factor that big? The guy this good looking? Now we need to put him on primetime. We need to see him. We're curious about him. The one team I loved with multiple primetime games on the list, the Minnesota Vikings. I am here for primetime Kirk Cousins, for the whole discussion, for him to show up and prove all the doubters wrong. And the last one, shout out to the four teams, the Cardinals, the Texans, the Colts, and the Falcons. Zero.
They got none?
Zero primetime games. I feel for you guys. I hurt with you. I have experienced it. I know what it feels like. Hang in there. You might get flexed.
That's
but
right.
This next question is for my fellow Scarlet Knight, Sean O'Hara over there. You love your New York Giants. So tell us, what do you love and hate about their 2023 schedule?
Yeah, I love them just like we love our Scarlet Knights. Are you rah-rah? Listen, the Giants schedule comes out, and you talked about playing on primetime. Look, the Giants, for the last couple of years before that, it was they had no primetime games, it felt like.
Right.
And so the fact that they're back into relativity, they're competitive, five primetime games, that's huge. I love the fact that they're starting off Sunday Night Football. They're still kicking off the season with the Cowboys. Why not? Let's go. Let's do it. Look, the Cowboys, I mentioned yesterday, they've lost their last three season openers. So this is a great opportunity for the Giants to jump right out of the gates. I love the fact that it's a divisional game right out of the way. What I don't love about the schedule, Jamie and Jason and Kyle, I don't love the fact that they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles twice in the span of 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's
they're playing on Christmas Day, and then literally 13 days later, they're playing again. Philly, as we all know, they are a tough team. They're very physical. That's a tough draw to have those two games at the end of the season when you know every single one of those games is so meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Will Selva, listen, we're going to go to you now. The 49ers are the first team in history to play on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day in the same season since 2016. So I got to ask you, as a fan of the 49ers, you're going to be wearing 49er pajamas, I'm sure, on both of those holidays. But which holiday do you enjoy more, sitting around and watching football, Thanksgiving or Christmas? Okay. And if you have a favorite movie, feel free to throw that in there, too.
For me, we've always been preconditioned to watch football on Thanksgiving. It's been happening for decades, right? Hopped up on tryptophan, you gorge yourself, have seconds, maybe even thirds in some cases. And there is this buildup to this one meal on Thanksgiving as we're watching football. For me, though, it's Christmas. And I'll tell you why. Because it is a full court sprint from Black Friday all the way to December 25th. And between that time, there's the kids' Christmas concerts. There's getting all the Christmas wrapping done. There's getting all the Christmas shopping done. Then it's getting the ham, getting the turkey, getting the eggnog, all these things that you have to get done. Then the day comes, bam, right away, you open up the gifts. Then all the wrapping paper's all over the place. You got all these boxes for recycling. The one gift for me is sitting back and watching football and saying, ah, it's done. Thank you. Now I can watch football. Christmas, my friends.
Good.
Okay, so Kyle, not only is there Thanksgiving and Christmas games this year, but now we've got our first ever Black Friday game on Prime Video with the Jets hosting the Dolphins. So what are your thoughts on the NFL taking over another day on the calendar with Black Friday added to this list now?
Oh, my thoughts are good. I want them all. We take all the days. All the days. On these types of moments, I get very proudful, very, very possessive. Yeah. I just want us to conquer everything. I loved, like, when we started doing Christmas Day games routinely, and the NBA was like, what the heck? That's our thing. We do Christmas. No, NBA, what is this, the 90s? We're taking it. And I want us to just take more. I wish we had the draft every year or even schedule release on baseball's opening day so we can just take it from them, too. Black Friday is just sitting right there. Obviously, we're going to show up. We're going to dominate. You can put any two teams you want. Yep. The ratings are going to break every single record for any other sport ever. And I got other plans. Halloween is a Tuesday. I want a Halloween game. Election Day, I want a game. 12-8 is the first day of Hanukkah. I want a game. First day of Kwanzaa is the day after Christmas. I want a game. And we know we're ultimately working towards not only Super Bowl Saturday, which I've been pushing for years. Yep. You know eventually we're going to have Wednesday night football. It's going to be like Apple TV's Wednesday night football, and we're all going to celebrate it. Then there's going to be Tuesday night. We're taking everything.
Religion, politics, you're all doing it all.
There's no taboos when it comes to putting NFL games in front of our fans. Believe me, it's coming. It's just a beautiful thing. We want it all, Jamie. We know the schedule.
I like it.
It's been released, and the teleprompter says it's been released with much fanfare. So, which rookie, Jamie? We're looking at rookies. When the schedule comes out, the schedule already came out. When week one starts, when the games start incept, which rookie will you be watching the closest?
I did a deep dive on this one, Kyle. And first of all, appreciate your vindictive nature of how you just want to obtain all the days.
Bleed them out.
RIP to the Egg Bowl. And I'm pretty sure Arkansas and Missouri play each other on the Friday after Thanksgiving. You guys are out. You're done. Sorry, we're not watching that anymore. Week one rookies. I could have gone real lazy here. I could have gone Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young. No. I went with a rookie that I thought, who is so desperate for help and needs a guy to step up so badly that this guy could just become a splash immediately. I went with Marvin Mims Jr., the wide receiver out of Oklahoma, who got drafted to the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton, now with the Denver Broncos, of course. Sean Payton, a la turning Michael Thomas into a ridiculous wide receiver in both 18 and 19, over 1,500 yards both of those seasons, led the league in receiving yards that year in 2019. You want to hear the craziest thing about the Broncos offense last year? Only a single wide receiver, Sean, had two receiving touchdowns last year.
Wow.
One wide receiver had two catches in the end zone, and that was Jerry Jeudy. Somebody step up and do something. Plus, I love the double letters, Jerry Jeudy, Marvin Mims, like that. I'm here for it. Those are my guys.
Need him to produce sooner.
Yes, sooner than later, exactly. Russell Wilson's double like, buzzer. Please, for the love of God. Time for the speed round. Everyone gets 20 seconds to answer this single question. You could be on the sidelines this season for one game. Jason, which is it?
I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles and the 49ers. I want to be on that sideline. I want to be on the 49ers sideline, hear all the trash talking that goes on in pregame, because the 49ers have talked about the Eagles since the day the NFC Championship game ended, from the kicker goal to Brandon Ayuk to Deebo Samuel. I want to be on that sideline to hear what they have to say in game, before game, after the game, the whole nine. Sean, what do you think?
I want to be in Cincinnati, week 9. The Buffalo Bills are coming back. And that's going to be an unbelievable scene. DeMar Hamlin, I'm sure, will be there. I don't know if he's going to be playing, but I know there's going to be some sort of a tribute, and that is going to be some scene and some moment for both teams.
Will?
It's got to be, maybe it's the recency bias, I want to be in the sidelines with the Lions when they take on Kansas City. Okay. Just as Dan Campbell, hey, I'm all for them. Can't wait to hear what he has to tell his troops on the sidelines. It's a big deal for Detroit. That, for me, is the sideline I want to be on. How about you, KB?
I'm going to go Raiders-Chiefs on Christmas Day, just so I can wear an NBA jersey on Christmas and people be like, what is that? What sport is that? What league is that? Remember Michael Jordan used to play in the 30s? Now we play on Christmas Day. This is a free society. We can put our games wherever we want. If you have a problem with it, put out a better product. Mm. Compete. Come and compete with us.
Talk
we'll drop a game wherever the hell we want.
Yes.
And we'll dunk on everybody, to borrow a phrase from your sport we used to watch growing up. Jamie, where do you want to be?
Kyle, I'm going to take a page from your book. I want to be at that Black Friday football game, and I'm going to make a pitch here to Good Morning Football and everyone that makes decisions on our show.
Uh-oh.
I would like Good Morning Football to do our show from the Jets facility, because it's going to be Miami at the Jets. Nice. I think we should do our show on Friday morning from MetLife Stadium. Get us four mics and two cameras, and our whole crew can go. And I just want to hear Peter Schrager giggling out there, as he always does, because he loves being in the environment, and I want to see Peter Schrager.
Let's do it right there, the American Dream Mall, right?
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah. Not at the mall, at the stadium, because you know, everyone, it's a 3 o'clock game. There's already going to be energy that early. I think it's going to be a great day to kick off Good Morning Football. That was Hook and Lateral. Thanks for hanging. But don't go away, because we still have a whole hour of Good Morning Football. A lot of games to talk about, including which Giants games, beyond what he just mentioned, Sean has circled on his calendar.
I like when we do Schrager's giggle. It sounds like the Pillsbury Doughboy. He would really like that, too. The Steelers had one of the best schedule release videos yesterday, and the star of it, Mr. Zachary Gentry, joins us next to talk all about it. I can't wait for this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Have you heard the NFL schedule? It's out. We know what's happening. We know where everybody is going and when they're going there next year. And once again, this year we were treated, it was really a treat, to 32 creative release videos. This is like the Super Bowl for the social media teams these teams. Yeah, it's not easy for these groups of people to come up with something creative to do year after year. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they took it to task this year. Here's a sneak peek at what the Steelers did to brainstorm their process, starring their very own tight end, Zach Gentry.
What about a TV show themed schedule release video, like Game of Thrones?
Well, leave it to Beaver, Billy. You can rest assured if it's popular, at least three teams will do it in the same year.
What if we let the computers and robots come up with the schedule release video?
Robots scare me, Tommy, but I imagine you're onto something. Many teams will let AI write their scripts this year.
I got it. What about a pop star with a lot of face tattoos playing beer pong with the owner?
Now you're cooking with gas, Bobby. What else you got, you little whippersnapper?
How about Japanese animation? That seems to be oddly popular.
Ah, yes, anime. The crown jewel of last year's schedule release videos. Creative, original, and not unoriginal.
Gee willikers, mister. Now I think I got it.
Yes, Billy, I think you're ready for your first schedule release video. But before I go, let me leave you with the five S's of very successful schedule release videos. Schedule, storyline, splash, surprise, and, schedule.
I still think we should let the robots write the script.
How do you know they didn't, Zach? How do you know they didn't? Now wave to the camera.
There he is. Job, Timmy. He is the star of the Steelers schedule release video. It's tight end Zach Gentry.
What's up,
Zach? How's it going? Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Zach, the process here, it looks arduous and committed, and never have I wanted so badly to see somebody give a double thumbs up and then hear golly gee willikers immediately after. You did great, but we want to hear about who first approached you about being in this ever-important schedule release video and what your reaction was upon the idea's creation.
Well, I mean, it was the social media team here. I mean, they do a great job. They want to make sure they get all their bases covered. They want to have something exciting and fun for the people to watch. And Pat Freiermuth and I have this little show called Grillin' and Chillin' that we started about a year and a half ago. And so we have a lot of fun doing that. And, you know, it was a good work environment. They didn't meet all my requirements. I wanted just one color of M&Ms and wanted a couple different specific things. It was kind of
riders.
Exactly. It was a tough work environment. So I'm actually kind of impressed with how it turned out, despite a lot of the hardships I personally had to go through to make that video.
Talk your bleep.
Hey, I hear you. We were all impressed with how it turned out. And you were chosen by the social media team. There has to be a reason for that. Did you have any previous acting experience other than Grilling and Chilling? And also, how many takes did it take you to nail this and to kind of get into character?
Yeah, I mean, no previous acting experience, which is not really a surprise, I don't think, to very many people. But I was kind of approached about the Grilling and Chilling and all this stuff, I think, basically just because I'm a goofball around the facility. And I take things pretty lightly. I like to have fun, you know, around the staff and the people here. And so I think that's probably just a big part of it. But as far as takes go, man, I think I did all right. I mean, I nailed a lot of them. But, you know, it's kind of weird to see how it goes on behind the scenes, all the different takes and everything. So I got a new respect for people behind the camera.
I don't blame you at all. I have a new respect for the people in the social media thing. And this always occurs to me. I'm always so proud and impressed with all these social media teams. But there must be almost a Nick Saban-esque feeling of, now what are we going to do for next year's, now that we release it? Because there has to be this way of topping yourself. And eventually, it's going to be impossible. But in the meantime, you did great. I want you to think about next year's video and think about the entire Steelers organization. Who in the organization you think would be most likely to show up and be silly and be funny in one of these videos next year? Who would be least likely, and why is it Mike Tomlin?
Oh, man, most likely, gosh, you know, I don't even know if I could give you one. I mean, I would, I'd consider making a cameo in the next one. Tell you for sure, least likely, I know Pat Freiermuth had a cameo in this one, but, man, that guy, he contributes nothing to our show at all. I love that guy to death, my best friend, but, I mean, that guy is just stale, and he sits there, and he expects a lot from me, you know, puts a lot of pressure. You
didn't even notice he was in it.
Yeah, we shouldn't just fire him at the Schrader.
No, it's fine. He gets half the credit, but it's fine. And Mike Tomlin will not be in the video. I've been trying really hard to get him on Grilling and Chilling. I think that's going to happen this year, but that won't happen. He's too laser focused.
I hear you.
Oh, you mentioned all the hardships, man. It must have been hard getting under that desk. You're 6'8". It looked like your thighs were compressed against the bottom of that thing. I'm sure it was stuck when you stood up. But hardships are nothing new for you, because I know you're saying that you had no previous acting experience, but I feel like you're kind of pretending to be a tight end these last few years, because you're actually a quarterback. So take me back to the hardships back in Michigan when you originally showed up as a quarterback and Jim Harbaugh came to you and said, I think you're going to be a good tight end in the NFL someday. What was that like?
Oh, it definitely was a lot of hardships back to back to back. I mean, I had zero intention of playing anything other than quarterback. That's the only thing I played my entire life. So, you know, when Coach Harbaugh approached me about that, it was pretty tough. I mean, just little things, getting the footwork down and getting used to hitting. I mean, gosh, it was brutal, something I didn't really want to stick with. And when he first approached me about the idea in the first place, I mean, this is before the Wild West of the portal and everything. I tried to sweet talk him into letting me leave about three or four times. And, you know, to his credit, he, you know, told me, you know, you'll be an NFL tight end. You'll be an NFL tight end. Let it ride out. So, like I said, you know, to his credit, I believed in the process with him and, you know, and ended up working out. But I really wanted no part of being in the trenches and having to hit other people.
Well, Zach, that's the beauty of some of those creative types is Harbaugh had a vision and he made you stick to it. And look at the masterpiece that it's become, which is to your credit for allowing him to kind of mold your life to go that way. Now you have a quarterback in Pittsburgh whose name is Kenny Pickett. And some may consider him flying under the radar since he didn't start last season and kind of came on late. What's your relationship like with him and kind of ushering him along to become the best that he can be?
I mean, I have a great relationship with Kenny. I mean, he's right next door, you know, my first 4 years, 3 years of the team here. And so we got to, you know, kind of get to know each other a little bit, you know, off the field, just seeing each other every day. I mean, especially, I mean, he was like 29 when he was a senior there. So he had some experience and, you know, we were about the same age. So we could talk about the same things. No, he's a great guy. I mean, I really don't know if I've been around such a young guy who is, you know, in the league, who is such a competitor. I mean, just laser focused, wants to win. He shows up every day early, stays late. I mean, I know it's a cliche, but the guy really does it, you know. And when you see somebody doing that, you know, you really respect it and you want to get behind him. I remember the first day that I worked with him last year about this time, he stepped into the huddle as the quarterback after rookie mini camp with the starting offense. And he just commanded the huddle, man. I will never forget that. He just walked in, you know, eyes up, listen, calls the play, and just, you know, no stuttering, no nothing, knew his assignment. So I got a lot of respect for Kenny. He's a great dude off the field as well.
Zach, awesome to get to know you today. I really appreciate your subtle mental nukes that you just throw
at really good.
People. Yeah. It's
salty.
It's a great art form. It goes underappreciated. So you must be a blast to have in the locker room. You get people to chuckle, and your acting skills are Oscar worthy. So congratulations on such a well-rounded career thus far.
Real whippersnapper.
Oh, I appreciate you. Take care, guys.
Great job, dude.
Yep,
great job, social team.
Yeah, exactly.
So
well done. Coming up, though, the Lions will kick off this season having to watch a ring ceremony go down in Arrowhead. Dan Campbell joins us on the show to break down the Lions' schedule and much more.
Hell yeah, man.
See you.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be That's my game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're up to Neverland. Joining us now is one of our favorite guys in the entire league. Last year, his Detroit Lions finished strong, winning 8 of their last 10. They were on fire, and this fall, they're going to be in Arrowhead Stadium to kick off the 2023 season for the first game of the entire damn year. Ladies and gentlemen, the only coach who goes deep in Metallica and deep on football, Lions head coach Dan Campbell. What's up, coach?
What's up, coach?
Yeah. How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm excited to be on, guys. I'm tweaking with my little laptop here. I see a streak right through my face that I think is coming off this back wall. So just don't even bother. Don't even worry about it. But I'm excited.
We're not. Right. We're excited. You're excited. We don't give a damn about the streak. We care about the streak you ended the season on, just knocking teams off. And we're going to pick that up again, coach. Listen, we've been talking about all morning. There's Lions logos everywhere with this schedule release. It's really excited. Fans are pouring over every matchup, but they don't have to look far to see that Lions logo on the schedule. I said it already. Arrowhead, kick off the season against the reigning Super Bowl champions. Coach, what was your reaction to finding out you guys are doing an opening night?
First of all, I told Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, I was like, man, the day before it came out, I said, man, if we could pull off somehow, some way, the Thursday night game, the opener, you know, opening of the season, man, that would be unbelievable. Just because, you know, you get good work in, you play that game, you get 10 days to recover, game plan, get ready for the next opponent. I'll be dang if we didn't draw it. And not only that, but we get Kansas City. I mean, the heavyweight champ. So we're excited. I mean, I can't tell you, the staff's excited. I know our players are excited. You know, I think everybody wants an opportunity to play the champ and to see where you stack up. And I know what Andy Reid's about. We know what that team's about. You know, highly competitive. They're a champ year in, year out. They're going to be in the running. So, man, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
You damn right it's going to be great, Coach. And I love your reaction to it as the 10 days off preparing for the next one after opening night. That's what it's all about. But it's a huge deal. It shows what the league thinks of you, what a lot of people around the NFL thinks about the Detroit Lions as a franchise. Coach, what does this mean for the organization and the fan base to be in such a massive game to start off the season?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's I would say that, you know, certainly we're beginning to get noticed. You know, that's what it means. Now, I'll say this. Here's my first thought. I'm being totally honest with you as to why they would. Why give us Kansas City? OK, well, yeah, you finished the year a certain way, but it also means that they're betting on we won't get our ass kicked. All right. You may get beat, but you're not going to get your ass kicked. That's what they're saying. So, you know, but that's fine. We know how we're going to feel, and we know the opponent we're getting ready to face. But I know that there's, you know, I do know that there's interest, and we're an intriguing team. You know, I know that, you know, we made a run there at the end of the year. But the thing that can't be lost, and our guys are not going to lose sight of it, is we did just enough to mess up early in the season to not get in. You know, we had an opportunity, and you go 8-2 down the run, and it's like, if you just don't lose one of those two games, you know, Buffalo, Carolina, well, it should have never come to that. When you start 1-6, it's hard to overcome that. So, you know, we got to get off to a fast start, and that won't be easy at Arrowhead, but it's going to be a great place to play. What an opponent.
Coach, yesterday on the show, we played a game where we guessed and we said who we would want to be the opening game of the weekend. And I picked you guys, and it wasn't because, you can look at the tape, it wasn't because I thought you were going to get your ass kicked. That was not my reason. It was because I knew that whoever the Chiefs play, they are going to get that team's best shot. So the league honestly thought you are one of the best teams to give them your best shot. Talk to me about your team right now. What's making you feel like what you're building here is a team that's going to give the defending Super Bowl champions their best shot on opening night to set the tone for 2023?
Yeah, I mean, there again, I think, first of all, you must have some sway with the league, all right, because I think that's where
she does.
Started.
Talk
that's
about
great
it.
Job. Okay. I'm not going to forget that
again,
either.
I'm not buying this. They think that that's how you were going to go on Thursday night. I think it was who's going to put up the best fight.
Damn right.
Yeah. Well, and so, look, I think we understand. We're all excited here, and I want to be real careful because I also know what the reality is of this game, too. Because, look, if you're able to pull this game off, right, and which is the whole point of playing the game, as you're going in to win, well, then you're going to be expected to not lose another game if you can beat the Chiefs. I mean, that's going to be reality. So then if you slip up and lose a game, well, then you're trash again. Yep. But if you don't win the game, then you're not worthy enough to be playing on Thursday night, first game of the year. So we got to block all that out. It's the next game. It's the one in front of us. We got to prepare. We already know they're going to be ready, man. They're the top dogs. They're as good as they get. And it'd be an ultimate challenge. But if you're a competitor, like we are as a coaching staff and our players are, I mean, it just doesn't get any better. And so, yeah, to get the recognition to know, you know what, these guys can go in there and put up a fight and compete on the opening game of the season. Yeah, that means a lot, man. It means you're gaining respect. Now you got to go earn it. You know, you got an opportunity, like everything in this league. We have an opportunity to showcase what we're about on prime time. And now it's up to us to go do it, you know, and that's all we can ask for.
Yeah, DC, listen, I kind of flash back to from a couple years ago, and you're talking to the team and you're saying, I want this for you guys. Mm-hmm. I want you to have the feeling of winning. And you guys did. You won 8 of the last 10 last year and finished the season off on such a high note. It's going to be easy for you now going into training camp, right? We're playing the Chiefs. We're playing the defending champs. You mentioned it. They're getting ready for the heavyweight fight. But I want to go back to the draft. And as you're preparing this team, you got a couple young bucks that you're going to rely on. You know, it's different now. We're asking rookies to produce right away, not like when you played and I played. We kind of just let them sow their oats a little bit and learn the tricks of the trade. Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell. I got to start with Campbell. Everybody wants to know, are you related? Like, what are we getting in
Good
Jack
question.
Campbell? What can you tell us about Jack, one of your distant relatives?
Well, no, as far as I know, we're not related. I did ask that, though. I had my family go through our lineage, the family tree, and but listen, Jack was somebody that jumped off the table. Let me say this, too, by the way. Brad Holmes, our general manager, what a stud, man. I mean, this guy is unbelievable to work with. We're going on year three now, and, I mean, he and I are as tight as you could become. I mean, the fact that the two of us didn't know each other, we go into this job, he gets hired, I get hired, and, you know, that's a credit to Sheila and Rod putting us together. But, I mean, he is unbelievable. And there again, I thought he nailed the draft another time here. We knew what kind of draft it was. We wanted to go get the best players in this draft on our board, and that we felt like we're going to bring in competition. So look, Jack does that. Jack's going to go in that room. You know, he's somebody we like. Alex Anzalone, you know, he's our guy who's really been our quarterback of our defense, mm-hmm. and somebody that can go in there and hopefully compete at the other spot with Rodriguez and Barnes and see what comes out of there. But we liked him, or we wouldn't have acquired him as early as we did. You know, he's one of the few linebackers we felt like, man, can get it pretty quickly, and we'll see where we can go with him.
Coach, you have an incredible, I think, relatability, not only to players who played in the NFL, but I'm talking with anybody who played high school or college or even been around the game in any way. You have this sort of locker-punching Pantera juice that you bring that I think is incredibly contagious, and it certainly spread to the GM. Brad Holmes on draft night is smashing tables, like pounding them, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the juice in your organization. I think it comes from you. Tell us what it's like to be around this type of electricity who says, bam, you're damn right we took a running back early. Get into this. I want to jump through the screen.
Well, look, first of all, you know, there's been a debate about him that he racked me when he turned around right there.
Yeah.
That is not true. It was a glancing blow, all right? It really went to the thigh, almost lower gut. Luckily, it did not make contact with the groin area. So I just want to make that very clear. Listen, man, Brad is passionate like I am. He's a passionate guy, and I love that about him, man, because anybody that's around him, this guy is detailed. He's thorough. He's a freaking grinder. He's creative. He's got vision. But he's got that passion. I'm like, I mean, how do you not want to give that guy everything you got? So, man, he's unbelievable. But it's been unbelievable to work with a guy. And I just thought it was another draft where we nailed it. And look, we're an energetic, passionate group here, top to bottom. And that's what we want to be known for. That's how we work. We're not faking it. It's just who we are.
Passion and energy. When you guys take the field, we can see it, and we know a lot of that comes from the tone that you set standing in front of that room. And that's why you're one of our favorite coaches, people, personalities in the entire NFL. And a big fan of yours is Kyle.
Yeah.
And on our show, he often does his own impression of you, and we wanted you to see it because we want to get your thoughts. So take a listen here.
What's up, dudes? It's the Dan Man. I got a decision to make, pipsqueaks. Are we going to punch you in the face or kick you in the nards?
Dorothy, everything she does starts with grit. It's a core foundation, man. Seek and destroy, man. Self-explanatory. Album 1, track 9. We're scanning the scene in the city tonight looking for you to start up a fight. I'm looking for you, Kabinda, to start up a fight. Take my hand, man. So we're off to Never Neverland. That's it. Go get a win in Jerry World. That's my man. Yeah, yeah.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery, Coach. What are your thoughts on Kyle Brandt's impression of Dan Campbell?
Well, look, I would say the impression itself, I would give an 8 out of 10. Hell, I may give a 9 out of 10. I think the biggest problem here, Kyle, is you don't have all the wrinkles I've got. So maybe, you know, if you aged a little bit more, then it would be perfect. But I love the impression. Look, if you got me laughing like that, it's pretty good.
I don't have all the wrinkles, brother, but I got all the Ride the Lightning CDs in my Jeep at home. We're going to off to Never Neverland, mother bleeper. Dan, I love you. I do it out of love. Dude, when you were on Hard Knocks and you're addressing the team, not only do you quote Metallica, you go so deep with the No Leaf Clover, which is like a deep cut, man. Like the real ones know that. And you quoted it and it was perfect. And there's not a lot of us anymore, Dan. I don't know if you've noticed, heavy metal isn't exactly in its prime. The fact that you have that and you channel that, there's a lot of us out here who support you. And I love you. I do it out of love, I promise.
Well, look, I appreciate that. I do. And I believe it or not, I am honored. And look, I can laugh at myself too. I don't take myself too serious. So, but no, look, I the music itself, Metallica, I like them because they've stood the test of time, man. They've been around for generations and I had to always overcome, and they're very creative. And I don't care what genre of music, I love lyrics, man. The music itself, but then lyrics, they resonate with me. You know, I love the storytelling. So anyway, that's me. Hey, let me say this too, real quick. Because we started this thing with primetime. Here's my perfect primetime. Every game at 1 o'clock, and they're all primetime games at 1 o'clock. I wish we could get to that. That would be perfect. But I am still fired up.
Oh, that's so cool.
Head coaches, now we know. Love routine. Don't change stuff. Just yeah. Routine. 1 p.m., we know what right. To expect.
Clearly
I love it, Coach.
The hero of the day
he
right
really
now.
Is. Listen, we're talking about Metallica stuff. This guy was 1-6 last year, and he rallied this team that got off the mat, and they just started knocking dudes out. We love you, Coach. And when it comes to be that you see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's just a freight train coming your way. That freight train is the Detroit Lions. Go get them, Coach. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's good to see you guys.
Oh, we'd like to give a shout out to all the moms out there. We know Sunday we'll be honoring all the moms. Happy Mother's Day to you. But in this special time, we have to take the time to do a happy Mother's Day to the only mom that sits at the desk for us, Jamie Erdahl. Happy Mother's
Happy
Day.
Mother's Day, Jamie.
Happy Mother's Day,
Jamie.
Happy Mother's Day.
Guys, oh my gosh.
What are your plans?
Oh my gosh. To quote Harry Potter, my plans are to go to my room and act like I don't exist.
Oh.
And I think that everyone has their different interpretation of Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And until my kids cannot act like feral animals at a restaurant, I will not be taking them to a restaurant. So I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and that's just not happening. So I love them. I'll hug them. I'll eat the pancakes that are delivered to me in bed, hopefully on Sunday morning. And then I would like you to go do things with your dad. And so I really look forward to it. Happy Mother's Day to all of your beautiful wives as well. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
And all moms who watch our show and who are moms to the players that we talk about and the coaches and all the special, special women in everybody's life. Happy Mother's
Day.
That's
very nice. The real surprise is we have signed you up for a brunch at a hotel.
Yes.
It's $150 a person. And you're going to go with the kids. $150.
The kids eat free on Mother's Day. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Plenty of crayons.
I'm going to take everybody's kids because that's,
they're going to love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. These are just so stunning. I this. Mother's Day is just fresh to me, so I'm still getting used to this kind of celebration, but yes. I just appreciate you guys
you
so much.
You sometimes have maternal vibes here at Good Morning Football with us, right?
I'm
actually going to need those back. I need to get them tomorrow.
Let me get one of those dandelions.
Okay, Melissa, they're beautiful.
Let me get a dandelion.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
The schedule is out.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you have a digital mindset? Check out Season 3 of This Is Digital. Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including driving profitable growth in enterprise software and how the new sports fan experience can drive revenue. Featuring guests like Chris D'Agostino of Databricks and Scott Crable of Thoma Bravo. Check out the latest and greatest on Season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.